Hello and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the DL Game.
I love it. Let's do it. Let's go.
Emilio's doing his little dance while I say that. We are here with Emilio.
Hey.
Chi.
Hey, hey.
Oh.
Chad.
What's up, boys and girls?
And Bobby. All right. Full cast and crew here, 2017.
Sam's also in the background staring at a phone.
It's an exciting new year, and we got some New Year's resolutions. What are the New Year's resolutions, guys?
Oh, we're going straight into it?
We're going right. No?
You guys want to go before?
Literally, oh, wow.
Do you want to talk about your New Year's Eve at all?
Mine was not that exciting. It rained a lot.
Yeah, it did rain.
I was driving around in it.
And we invited you to Mexico with us, and you... Turn this down again.
Put the mic by your face. I'm
good.
You're talking into the chin. Your chin's talking into it.
Mm-hmm.
Or screaming over the mic. It works just as effectively.
Yeah, you want to point it right at you.
Yeah. Picture it like your boyfriend's cock. You want to aim directly at your lips.
Okay.
Did anyone have an exciting New Year's since we're on the subject?
We had a great one.
Yeah, we had fun.
We had a perfect New Year's.
You went to Mexico too?
We went on the first, though.
On New Year's Day.
New Year's Day.
New Year's Day was great.
But New Year's Eve wasn't bad either.
No, yeah, we went to a little bar over here that was busy but not packed.
But not my bar. But my bar was busy but not packed.
We talked about going there too, but...
But then somebody said, no, we need something with some class.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Avoid my bar at all costs. Really the dance floor.
There's a dance floor at your bar?
No, I'm saying if you're looking
that's true.
For
New Year's
someplace.
Day... we went to Mexico and had some lobster on the beach for a fraction of what we would pay in the United States.
Yep.
And the service is much better.
So true. Instead of like a turkey leg, you could have.
And when we say go to Mexico,
tail.
We were 30 minutes south of TJ in 50 minutes. So like in 50 minutes, we left our house and we're eating lobster.
That's completely wrong. It's 20 minutes to the border, but once we got to the border, then it's just 15 miles.
Okay, whatever. And then all together, the time together to get to the restaurant?
Yeah.
50 minutes.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what I just said.
Okay. I've never been to Mexico.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say I recommend it, but it can be fun.
It does smell like a third world
the
country.
Bathroom right now?
Yeah. Well, if you're a girl, you don't have to pay to use it.
We won't say who was the last one in.
All right. Well, let's talk some video games here.
We'll
what are some New Year's resolutions when it comes to video games? Does anyone have any? Because we promised this last week.
I would love to finish more games.
I would love to beat a game a month. I could make that a goal.
Game a month.
A game a month.
It doesn't have to be a giant game. Just
you know you knocked out
game
two games this year.
Yeah.
So you'd have to, there's a tenfold...
That's why it's a resolution.
It's a huge challenge.
Yeah.
And I just...
A game a month. None of us did
improvises.
A game a month.
I'm going to go a little bit differently. I think we're all giving 90% to this podcast, and I'd like to see 100% at
you
least.
You think we're giving 90?
No, we're giving
gosh.
Like...
You guys are getting a good...
So I'm going to start 30, off by saying I'm going to give more effort to the podcast, and that's playing more games, doing more... things related to it, doing more audio, what we meant and that style stuff. I think I can do more for the podcast. So I know it's not exactly gaming, but I have a resolution for
it's going to go better.
I have a resolution for you guys.
Do less.
I think Bobby should play less Heroes of the Storm. You should play less Binding of Isaac, and you should play less Overwatch. So I got a resolution for all you guys. So let's do this, fellas. All right, break.
This turned into an intervention real quick.
Yeah.
No, well, my New Year's resolution, actually, gaming wise, is to play more Heroes of the Storm, specifically ranked play. I want to hit Masters. I know, like, I'm capable of it. I don't know. I don't play ranked because it's so stressful. But I know if I did, then I could easily hit Masters. Maybe even GM. I don't know. I'm getting pretty good. Yeah, but I do want to play more games. Over the break, I had the last 2 weeks off. I was able to play some games with some listeners, meet new listeners. I met Rubber Nuts for the first time.
Oh,
want to give him a shout out. He's a crazy guy.
He's a crazy guy.
He says cunt a lot. I like it. I guess that's the thing down there. Yeah, he gave me a nice encouraging speech too. So, you know, for Rubber Nuts, I'm gonna echo what Chad said here and put a little bit more into the podcast.
By the way, Rubber Nuts, that was me trying to reenact you. You're awesome. You're great. And I could only understand what you're saying 20% of the time.
Yeah, that happens.
He's like really Australian.
Yeah.
Like fucking sheep Australian.
But he's great. He's great.
Yeah. At one point, he forgot what Emilio's name was, so he just started calling him Big Mexico.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's my new hit gamer tag. Big and there's Mexico. Logic gone. Big Mexico all day.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right. So for this next tidbit, since we're going into the new year, I just wanted to follow up with our latest iTunes review from the past year, and it's a 5-star rating.
Sweet.
Like most of our ratings. So thank you very much for anybody that's ever
please review us on iTunes.
Every goddamn yes. one of our ratings.
I think we got 1 4-star rating.
This one review is from Little Bomb. It's from December 7th at 2016. And the title says, Great PC Gaming Podcast, 5 Harambes.
5 Harambes, I like
5
it.
5 Harambes, I appreciate that too. And this one's mostly targeted at Chad.
Okay, great.
It says, Great group, great PC game talk. This podcast is for PC gamers, though occasionally there's some mobile talk. Let's try not to think about mobile.
Okay, fair enough.
So I think he's imposing a new New Year's resolution onto you. Less mobile.
Yeah, we're cutting out all the games we like.
Can we counter that New Year's resolution?
Fair enough. If you guys play less Heroes of the Storm, Binding of Isaac, and Overwatch, I will also play less mobile.
But you could be so secretive with mobile. Like, you'd be in the bathroom playing that where no one can find you.
It's true.
In that same vein, Sam and I were having a regular boyfriend-girlfriend back and forth, like, oh, what are you doing, blah, blah, blah. And then out of nowhere, it said, Harambe, question mark. And I was like, I mean, Harambe is almost always funny, but yeah. Right there, it doesn't fit. What do you mean? And she's like, hungry. Are you hungry?
She had used Harambe so much, it's now auto-correcting into Harambe.
Oh, hambre. Oh, I thought it was Harambe. I read it wrong. Dyslexia. Sorry, everyone.
That's funny.
My original story was funnier.
Bilingual dyslexia.
I have a friend whose name is Tara, and it autocorrects her name into Terabyte every time I text her.
Nice.
So that's the only PC autocorrect that happens. No.
Terabyte doesn't work.
I will not respond to that one.
Wow. I have
She's totally fat then.
I'll save it for when we talk Steam. So we can go on. I do have one more thing. We said last podcast that I have some extra copies of Talisman, and we were going to give them away this
digital edition.
This episode, but I think a lot of our listeners already have it. So we're just going to make it straight up. If you don't have a copy of the digital Talisman and are interested, hit me up. I am Flopsy.
That's on Discord. You have to hit him up on Discord.
Yeah, hit me up on Discord on my private
free
direct message. I'm Flopsy on there, right? I am Flopsy on this, right?
Yeah, all our names are in red up there.
Okay.
So it's easy to find us.
So hit me up. And our Discord channel, if you don't know where it is, you have to go to our website and it'll be linked to it. Our website is dlgaming.net. So there
you
go.
Is that true, Bobby?
Yep.
Okay.
That is our website.
No, that's not what I meant.
All right. Moving right along. Nothing on the radar. I guess we're going to go right into the big story, which is Talisman. We finally had a chance to play that. The board game, all of us in person. We had a lot of fun, but we barely scratched the surface on this. We played for what, an hour?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
I feel like you're in that part of Monopoly where nobody's bought any properties yet in that first hour. It's like, it's a building phase.
Yeah, things were just starting to ramp up. They were getting there.
But they were ramping up quick. We were starting to go.
Yeah,
not for everybody.
Bobby the Toad was not going too well.
But he was throwing out spells like a motherfucker.
So if you haven't heard of this game before, it's called Talisman. It's originally a board game. They're now in fourth edition. We played the fourth edition, but has now been also been turned into a digital game. Like I said, if you want need a copy of the digital game, hit me up. But we all have the digital version, but we also wanted to sit down and play the real version.
Take D&D, add it to Monopoly, and you have Talisman.
Yeah,
I don't think it's nearly as complicated as D&D, though.
But it's got the same kind of vein along. Everybody, yeah. You pick a character. It could be a elf, dwarf, warrior. It could be you played a prophetess. You played a wizard.
Troll,
ghoul. A ton of different things. And it's basically an RPG played on a board game.
It's really nice because... one great thing about the board game is that anybody can play it. If you've played an RPG before, you'll pick it up instantaneously.
Yeah.
But if you're completely new to role-playing games, it's one of the least complicated and most fun board games, and it's a classic. It's been out and for a very long time. If you need a good RPG party board game, perfect for between four or five people, I would say, pick up Talisman, and there are so many expansions to it as well. It's a great a game that is ever expanding.
It's refined like TF2, like Team Fortress 2 is refined. Like, it's been out so long. There have been so many iterations. This is definitely, like, when I was playing online with Chad and Fastidious and Beirut, I kept saying over and over that this is the best game I've ever played. But really, it's probably Magic, but this is a really good game.
Yeah.
It just takes, its only downfall is how long it takes to resolve.
Can we talk downsides for a bit? Because there's kind of, like, two downsides.
Yes, Chad. You can get negative.
Well, I think a review should have positives and negatives. Review should have a positive and negative.
We were on a hockey stick, and now you broke my hockey stick.
Good.
Where was that analogy?
He doesn't even know what a hockey stick looks like. Okay, for me, I think the adventure cards, there's not enough
variety
of the combat ones. We kept just hitting other things.
That could have been luck.
But the same thing happened
online. All we hit was
We were hitting lots of other stuff.
I disagree.
And so I think because that's what you need to ramp up. That's what you need. Like, and so you, Sam, who was playing the troll, just wanted to hit those combat cards, and she hit what? Maybe one.
Well, she's hitting towns over and over.
Yeah. So I think like there needs to be more adventure cards that are combat. I think that should be the norm, and the other ones should just be splashed in. You know, kind of like you do an adventure, you're going to get one of those.
It does seem that more negative things happen to you than positive, but that could be human nature.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I think the other thing is, I haven't gotten to the end.
I want to thank Chi to bring us.
Yeah.
So many more people picked it up online. So many people, were playing. You bought it for your brother.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really good game that I had never even heard of.
Yeah, it's funny. The other thing is, the win condition is just seems so arbitrary to me. Like, you get to the middle, you get the crown, and then you start doing damage to other people. But I always thought you run out of life, you get to start a new character. Does that not occur when you have the crown?
Happens?
Like, that's what I mean. It's like
crown. No,
once people don't come
if
back.
You're eliminated when someone's in the crown of command, you can't come back. That's how you win the game.
I kind
of
wish there was like a boss fight at the end. And you had to be strong enough to beat this boss. And if you beat the boss, then you
then you become a boss the champion at the end. The wolf.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, have you gotten into the crown before? There, on the board, there are different trials that you have to complete.
Okay.
And one of them is a boss with a huge set amount of strength or craft. I forget. You go one route or the other.
Okay.
So in order to get to the crown, you either take the craft route or the strength route, and you have to have predominantly stronger. Attributes than the board NPC. You don't physically see them, and they're an expansion. There are expansions like for Christmas, I got my big brother the dragon expansion amongst other ones, and the dragon expansion completely changes the inner ring.
Oh, nice!
And
so it basically makes
you lay
boss.
On top of this, or is it a new board?
There are boards that will extend a corner of the original board, so it's an entire
like the town
section.
Becomes like an actual board, right?
No, you walk into a different section of the board, and it has its own. It's almost like a small board game attached to the.
This
main
is how they get
one.
You, folks. It's a great game, and you can buy it for $2 deluxe edition.
Not anymore. They're out of the sale. It's okay. Now it's like
it's eight, always on sale. Though.
Internet.
It's always part of a bundle.
But you if you buy all the DLC, you're in for over $100.
Says right there, $138.75.
I imagine they reduce that price at times too. But my big question is, as someone who's only played the board game, what is better, the board game or the digital version? What are the pros and cons of that?
Pros are Sam can play, and what I mean by that is she doesn't have a PC.
Yeah,
so
that's
we
true.
Were having like.
And there's also a mobile edition. You guys knew that, right?
And we're super good looking, so.
Yep.
I think if you purchase it on Steam, I'm not sure if you have to purchase it separately on mobile.
Sam, give me
I'm
a beer.
Assuming so. But there's a mobile edition that I played, and you can play it with other people on your cell phone, and it's pretty fun.
Oh, cool.
Is it like Words with Friends where people take their turns at different times? Doesn't have to be. That's cool.
I love the board game because you get to talk and.
Yeah, the physicality. Yeah,
and you just add a whole nother, layer of just like fun, and on top of that. But if you just like the basics of the game and you just want to get to the end, the mobile app is really good for that too.
The digital one is nice though because it's got AI. The AI kind of knows what it's doing. We never had an issue when the AI took a turn. Mm-hmm. If you're playing in multiplayer and the guy has to go to the bathroom or whatever, the AI will take over and do his turn until he gets back, which is
awesome.
Nice. Yeah. I think you can also play the digital version one player and have all the rest AI. So I think if you just want to play it with yourself, you
it's
can...
It's a great way to learn the game,
Yeah, you
too.
Can just play with yourself
yes.
as much as you want.
All day.
So...
Sometimes I don't even get out of bed.
Yeah, it's true. So, yeah.
Yeah, I want to check out the digital version of it. I think that would be a better way because my first time playing it, I was a little confused by some things, but I picked it up pretty quick.
The
I
other
like
thing,
it's not very complex. Like you pick it up right away.
Yeah, once you, it seems scary when you put the board down and you start doling out all these things, but then it gets a lot easier. Mm-hmm. The other thing that's nice about the digital is it kind of leads you by the hand. Like it'll tell you, do you want to use a fate card? Do you want a token? So if you don't really know what you're doing, you can start playing the digital game and it'll kind of like just tell you, hey, do you want to do this?
It's quicker paced.
The other downside that I thought, just in general, I think the spells have to have some sort of limit, like one per turn. Like it just kind of seems like you can just keep just throwing the spells out and just
but
keep trying.
They're not really strong. They're not really that strong.
They can be.
Steal a follower is the strongest one I've seen.
There's the one that adds your craft to your strength. That one is really strong situation. There's a teleport one where you just can pick anywhere on the board you can go. There's a lot of.
It seems like
it's,
I mean,
it's more
good,
of a
but you can beat up wizards all day.
Like if you spam your spells, then it seems like it would. You could do it just to kind of be annoying. I don't see
that's
why
what
you
I mean.
Do that in a board game setting. Maybe if you're playing online with strangers, people would do it just to be like a hindrance to the game. But it does seem kind of weird. You can just use your spell one after another.
But that's what I'm saying. Like there are some spells that are good and worthwhile to have. And so if you don't have one of those, you want to be getting rid of those other spell cards. So you end up just playing spells just to play spells. I don't know. I just didn't. The spell mechanic is still a little off.
I think it adds variety. I think it's cool.
You just want to disagree with me. That's all right. Fair enough.
Him not. So if he doesn't have a target and then he has to target one of us because he wants something better than a targeting spell.
Yeah.
Adds just flavor.
But it doesn't drive the game. I don't know. Anyways, we can talk about this later.
You can go fuck yourself.
Fair enough.
God.
I plan to later.
All right. So yeah, let's move on from Talisman. See what else we got here. Should we talk about Steam? We got a lot of Steam.
Yeah, we do have Steam.
Yes.
To talk
about.
Oh, this is where I want to talk. If we're talking Steam,
this is where I want to talk.
Let me. No, no.
Hey guys, everybody, be quiet.
Chad show.
I'm about to shine like a star.
All right. I got a quiz for you guys.
Oh, no way.
Picture the full Steam library.
Okay.
The full Steam library in just its entirety.
It's like
a matrix. Let me picture every star in the universe.
Black screen,
while I'm at it.
Blue,
all right.
Green numbers falling down.
How many of all that Steam library were created in 2016?
Oh, I know this.
So okay.
I won't say.
So, Bobby.
I don't know the answer to this.
Since
one.
You
released
don't know. Released in 2016.
I'd say almost half.
That Ooh. Many?
Nah, it's not going to be that many. I'm just going high here for dramatic effect.
I'm going to go 30% because of all the VR and non-actual. I feel like, for instance,
strong.
I was looking at Art Rage
VR,
earlier, and it's not. It's I wouldn't consider that a game. It's more of a program. It's software. So the Steam library, though, it's not just gaming. There's also movies now and all of that.
In the last year, I'm sure there's been a big spike.
I would say at least in the past year, 30%, at least.
So third. See, in the last year, I'm sure it's been a big spike, but I know in the last couple of years, it's like 80%. Because in 2013, December, I remember having about 600 or 700 games, and that was a lot. That was a hell of a lot for back then.
Yeah, maybe that was.
And now I have almost 5,000 games. And
whoa.
Good Lord.
That's roughly...
Is that true?
Mm-hmm, yeah, that's almost half of all the games that are on Steam, I think. I think there's about 10,000 games on Steam.
Okay, so 38% of Steam was released in 2016.
Ooh,
that's 4,207 games.
Bobby, by like... Not much.
12% to 30. No, I think 30% is more accurate. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
so Bobby, you're off the podcast.
But 2015 constitutes 26% at this point with almost 3,000. So if you put this year and last year together, that comes together to almost 60%. So almost 60% of Steam happened. Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
a lot of garbage.
There is a lot of garbage.
Yeah. A lot of high-profiting garbage, tell you what.
Well, okay, so 5,000 things at 99 cents, that's $5,000, right? So someone's making money.
No, they only get Steam takes 30%?
Steam takes a third, but still, you're making money. You're making a profit off of something that you didn't spend any time. We talked about this with that one company that got taken off of Steam because of the...
Oh, what was their Sniper or Assassin something...
Digital homicide.
Homicide. Yeah.
Yeah. But what they would do, they would just buy a bunch of assets from the store and use Unity, put them together, and it wouldn't take very long at all. Then throw that out there as a game. They knew the Steam process of putting a game on there, so they're doing the minimal amount of effort to make something that they can sell for, even if it's a couple bucks. They didn't put a lot of work into it. So yeah, you can turn a profit. It's basically like spam, you know, like back in the day we had email spam. I guess we still do now, but back in the day, you know, it was more profitable. This is like the same thing. You're just spamming games.
Go ahead, Bobby. That was all I wanted to
add. Oh, that's all you got for the quiz?
Yeah, that was it. That was it. I just wanted to highlight that before we went into it.
Wait, what was... Oh, no. Amelia already knew the answer, so he can participate. Okay. Yeah.
Well, before I get on my Steam trading card kick, let's talk about the Steam sale. What did you guys buy for the Steam sale?
I bought nothing because I was gone the whole sale.
And fall sale just ended. I bought a lot of things. Yeah. I bought like 5 or 6 things on fall sale.
So. I think we buy less and less every sale.
Yeah.
Well, I would agree to that, but I said I think I bought 0, 0, then 5, then 0. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
I bought 0 as well. I haven't bought games in a very long time.
Because they're gifted to her.
Yeah.
There are a lot of games on my list that I haven't touched and or completed. So if I were to buy something, it'd be very shameful because it would just sit there.
Yeah, I looked at a lot of stuff and I kind of wanted to get it, but I knew I wasn't going to play it. So I only bought 3 things. I got Turok Dinosaur Hunter Classic.
How much was that, by the way?
$5 on sale.
Wow, that was expensive. More expensive than I thought.
Regularly
it was
$20, yeah.
For that game?
Maybe 15. Ooh. But yeah, still a lot more than you'd expect to pay for a game that came out like mid-90s on the N64.
That'd be good for the nostalgia.
Turok has like, I feel like it's almost like a household name, like everybody has heard at least a name. I never played it.
What was that, Super Nintendo?
It's a class.
And was it like that good of a game, or was it that there wasn't
that
many?
You just saw it when he was playing it when we walked
in. That tells me nothing. I saw it.
I'm pretty sure it came out on the N64. I have to look this up. I didn't play it on a console. I never had that experience, but everybody played it. And from playing it, it feels a lot like Jedi Knight, or even more so, in the console arena, it feels like GoldenEye, kind of like that. Mm-hmm. So I think that was like its really big.
Your gun really sticks out for it. Like the FOV is really weird.
Well, you can adjust it. Like the PC version is really good. I was really impressed. Ran smoothly. You can adjust the FOV up to 110. Like it was a really good port. Ran very smoothly.
Nice.
So yeah, happy with that. I also bought a expansion, the Overdrive expansion for Awesome Knots, which is a game I like going back to every now and then. Talk more about that later.
How much was the expansion?
Like $5.
And the original game's like $250?
$2. Yeah. And then they got a couple expansions and then like costumes.
How do you do an expansion for a MOBA, or are we going to talk about that later?
Yeah, we can bring it up later because okay. I'm going to talk a bunch
I'll
about
I'll save that question for later.
Wait, I can't remember really, the third thing I bought.
Did we go over why you can get Talisman would be $138? Like what? How many? Is it
each character pack, you know, all those characters that you could select.
Which
each
some of them look sweet.
Each one of them costs additional money. Then they have the different board options on the outside that she was talking about mm-hmm. and different board things.
Can I tell you the average cost for the physical expansions? The game itself averages around $55 to $60. An expansion that expands the board itself averages close to $40.
Wow.
And then Jesus. Just the
it's a white man's
additional
game.
Characters pack. Character packs like average it's a rich 25 man's game. To 30. Yeah. So even though you're paying $2 for what would cost somebody $30.
Yeah. They know how to work this.
So you're saving money with a digital version.
Yes.
Well, the downside is each you're person has to own the digital
yeah.
version.
Yeah, I need
so
one per person.
If you want to do everything, it's $138 per person. Mm-hmm. So if you're playing six people, it's definitely not.
And the other thing is,
people can have different expansions.
Yeah, so, we didn't bring this up. So we played against Beirut, who had a lot of the expansions.
Shout out Beirut.
And he had a particular expansion that gave him power gems. And his power gems gave him, right off the bat, before we even started the game,
immunity to toad,
3 strength, and 2 craft.
Yeah. I don't know anything about
all day or day.
They weren't power gems. I forget what they were called.
They were super gay
bonus cards. He says, yeah, exactly. And
I don't like that. I like it when everyone starts
exactly
the same foundation.
But it's an option,
and that's
in the digital.
Turn it off on the next one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once he didn't know hey, bro.
But we were all ganging up on him because he had all the power. So we were trying to like do whatever we could to knock him down. So it was kind of funny.
It's like every time I taught somebody Magic the Gathering, I would always say, like, I start with 5 mana because I'm playing a black deck. Or if I was playing red, I'd say because it was red. Right. It helps.
You're a cheater, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. I remember the third thing I bought. Firewatch. Wanted to play that game.
Oh, that was on my wish list.
Have you played it yet?
No, not yet. Okay. I've installed it. I've taken the first step to playing the game, but we'll see when that happens.
Oh, because you can play this in between rounds of Heroes of the Storm.
I don't know if I can.
Very gotcha. Easily. Yeah, it's a possible game.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. We'll see. I do want to... I listened to the Idle Thumbs podcast, and I think some of those guys worked on that game, and they've talked a lot about it. They couldn't talk about it much in the development cycle, but they kind of brought up a few things, like when they were promoting it and stuff. But,
for the record, Bobby likes Idle Thumbs more than he likes his own.
They're a pretty good podcast. I'll give him that. Yeah. Those are the three things that I bought. That's all I got this sale.
Cool.
Steam Awards. So Steam had their awards thing this time around.
Oh, yeah. Do you have it up? I remember voting for a lot of things.
I just
Bobby?
Don't
I will bring
know
them up
what the announcement
right
is.
Now.
Okay.
How much voting did you do, Chad? Chi?
I did a little bit over half.
I would say about under half, a little under half.
What are you talking about? Voting for what?
Every day there was a new one that you could vote for.
Been gone this whole time. I left on the 23rd and just got
you
back.
You didn't miss much. Steam has been simplifying their sales. Like they didn't do any of like the holiday Christmassy stuff this year with the comic books or the web comics. They just said, okay, we're doing the awards thing and then we're giving out cards. They did their typical card thing and then they just had flat sales. No quick sales, flash sales, anything like that. I kind of like it better that way.
Cool. So what'd they get?
Villain in most need of a hug is Portal 2.
I think somebody for Portal 2.
Yeah.
Wasn't my choice.
It's a robot. If you hugged it, it would do nothing.
Yeah. I don't think robots respond to
hugs.
To hugs.
That's true.
I thought this game was cool before.
Bobby's been
won an
hugged
award.
Many times and hasn't done shit. I'm calling Bobby a robot. Anybody.
Yeah.
God.
But all right. I thought this game was cool before it won an award. Euro Truck Simulator 2. I never played that game.
I'm going to have to disagree with this one.
I played a little bit, and it's fucking relaxing. Cool. Nice.
But I think it's always had a little hype behind it.
You can fuck up, but you have to...
For some reason.
Well, especially when VR started becoming a thing, this was one of the games
And how
really
do you call a game, I thought it was cool before it won an award, but it's the second of it? Meaning, they've already had the first one
and
people know about
it. The first Euro Truck
Right.
Simulator.
Okay. So I'm right.
Yeah. So we don't agree with that one. Test of Time. These are all chosen by like votes.
Oh, votes, yeah. This is the other thing that, that I was thinking of is they can't do the same categories next year because it's like
They don't need to. They can come up with their own ones.
That's why they're all very unique.
No, yeah. I feel like they are because it said in the little FAQs, like, what do you get for winning? And it said, like, just honor for being the award winner in the first ever STEAM Award. So it seemed like they're going to continue doing the STEAM Awards.
Yeah, but we're talking about the categories. The categories are probably going to change.
Yeah. I don't know. See, I feel like they would keep the same categories.
Mm-hmm. But then the same game could win.
That is true.
That is true.
Well, I don't know. Maybe that's allowed in the rules. This is new territory we're embarking on.
Bring out the rules. Book, like the talisman.
So that you're
book.
Right, Bobby.
All right, test of time. The Elder Scrolls V Skyrim.
Yeah. I think, didn't we select some of us?
I think TF2 was my choice, but
yeah,
Skyrim,
that was my choice.
I think Skyrim is worthy too.
Okay.
Just five more minutes. Counter-Strike Global Offensive. Now, this is obviously CSGO just wins everything when it comes to this. Anytime you let people vote on something, they're going to vote CSGO because so many people play that game. But I really think Civ 5 served this one.
Yeah, that was in the runners-up.
Was it Civ 5 or 6 in that?
They were...
5.
Civ games were in a lot of these.
Yeah.
As options.
The Whoa Dude Award.
Bobby. It's the whoa, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
His voice.
Thank you, the Leah, whoa, dude. For cleaning that up. Yeah.
Coming up in second place in the whoa, dude category, we have
his voice programming doesn't allow his volume to raise that high.
Yep.
Great that makes the whoa, dude sound when he gets hugged.
like the robot in Big Robot 6.
What's interesting is that it looks like GTA 5 won two awards. It's the
See,
only
that's
game.
Called burying the lead. See, we're trying to
he
like
loves
go
that
one
term.
By one.
If he uses that term every episode, I
but
think
this,
he wins a prize.
This leans into the next one. You know, GTA 5
the
also
game
won
within a game,
game
award.
Within a game.
But now we're skipping over Word Dude. What did you guys say about Word Dude?
Well, here's the thing about Grand Theft Auto 5.
Talk how she wants to talk.
Awards. It would not let you vote for the same game for different awards.
Oh, that's right.
Yet both these games won the award.
So you think a game should have only been allowed to win once? Because Euro Trucker Simulator.
Does anybody
won
know
twice.
What they voted for World
Oh, I'm actually.
I think I voted for Doom.
I am so sorry. I just lied to everybody because there are two games that I surprisingly enough. Okay. Let's. I'll pick up when we get to that part. When the second game that won a second award comes up,
okay,
I will release
I'm
my
super
frustrations.
Lost.
That's all right.
Does anybody remember what anybody voted for Whoa Dude?
I forget.
Yeah, Doom.
Oh,
might have been Doom.
I think I chose Doom for one of the upcoming ones.
Yeah, no, okay. I don't remember what
okay,
I did.
Game within a game.
GTA 5. I think that's what I voted for and nominated.
Yeah, I don't remember what I did. I don't know.
I can't think of any other
what
game.
What would the game within a game be in GTA?
I wish I had.
We had a really good one.
Tennis?
No, Chad, you mentioned something, and we were like, oh, yeah, that totally makes sense. That's the perfect game within a game.
I don't remember.
I can't remember either.
I'll look in my Steam
so not Blitzball?
App and see.
Just kidding. I'm
not crying. There's something in my eye.
Worse.
The Walking Dead? Hell yeah.
Should have been Life is Strange, in my opinion.
Did you cry, Bobby?
What were the other nominees for this one? I voted for this one, but I don't remember. It wasn't The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead is the only game that's ever made me cry ever. So
yeah. That one was touching, but I don't know. I think Life is Strange.
Life is Strange.
I did not cry during Life is Strange.
The last episode of The Walking Dead was the only one that had any emotional impact.
You got to get through. Yeah. Which one?
Bobby,
sorry.
I'm sorry.
Everybody's sorry.
Yep.
No, I was saying episode 5 of The Walking Dead, that's really where it hit its climax of emotional impact. But Life is Strange, I think throughout the entire thing was just really solid. I don't know. And The Walking Dead was 2012, so it's kind of worn off on me by now, and they've kind of done it to death with
which is a testament to people still voting for it this year.
Apparently, it made an impression.
I will vote for it. As long as it's on the list.
We'll allow it.
Okay.
Best use of a farm animal, Goat Simulator. All right, I'll give it.
Okay.
I'll give it that.
Fair enough.
I had a shitty one. I put Vigante because there was a chicken and we couldn't figure out what the chicken's for. Except for slicing.
I did. Somebody had mentioned Mount My Friends and I did think that was
a good one. Oh, yeah, that is a really good goat, though.
Yeah.
Solid goat.
You get a mount
solid
all over
goat
it.
Solid goat physics.
All right, boom, boom goes to Doom. It rhymes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah,
Bobby would have never said anything like that if he wasn't forced into it. Boom, boom goes to Doom. He almost didn't even want to. Wow.
Was this a real category, or was this one of the fan-voted ones?
No.
I think we are getting...
I don't remember doing Boom Boom.
There was only one.
No, I think you're right. This is the fan-created one.
Wow.
I think more. I think all four of those are, because I don't remember all...
Four. Yeah, you're right.
So, love-hate relationship, Dark Souls 3.
I could definitely see that. I would have voted for that.
Yeah. For the game itself.
Yeah, the game itself.
One, for sure. I was contemplating between that title and one more. I'm trying to pick up the nominees for that one to see if I actually did for that one.
I wish we did.
Actually, I voted for Dota 2 in the love-hate relationship.
Which
I voted for Dota 2.
Dota 2, yeah.
Because there are nights where you love it, there are nights when you hate it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Sit back and relax. Euro Truck Simulator 2. Okay.
Fair enough.
I would have went with the Pornhub.
Here's the second one with this.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This I don't understand. I don't understand why Euro Truck Simulator 2 won two awards on Steam.
Because it's a popularity contest. Take a look at all of these. They're all the highly played games, right?
But Euro Truck Simulator 2, I couldn't fathom a single female that wasn't a lesbian that wants to play this game.
Well, I think this is big outside of America. I think a lot of these ones are not,
except for they made an American Truck Simulator.
No, but I just mean the gamers that play. I think it's not designed for the American audience. I think
what's really interesting about this game is you can listen to real internet radio stations while you're going.
Yeah,
and there's a truck simulator station that somebody made for this. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So you can tune in to radio stations.
Yep.
But now there's a radio station for this game.
Oh, so
outside of the game.
So it's a real radio station. So when you're playing the game, you can go and listen to this radio station.
And not just that, but if you just want to listen to inner radio stations outside of the game, you could find the Euro Truck.
This interesting. 0%. Zero absolute.
I played in VR, and I was having a good time. I was like,
I have zero. Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Maybe that's what Europeans fantasize about is driving trucks.
I don't know.
Like, it doesn't seem like something that would constitute a game to me.
I don't want
to
drive in real life. Why do I want to get on the computer and
cans around? And it's like, if I had a job, it'd be awesome.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, last one. Better With Friends goes to Left 4 Dead 2.
Woohoo! That was my favorite one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I vote Talisman. Because we were talking about it.
Gang Beasts was
very
on
quickly.
The nominee list for that one.
Talisman wouldn't be fun with two people.
Nope.
No, you'd have to have a few computer players in there.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So that's Steam Awards. Steam did their trading card thing again this year, which is the time that everybody chooses to level up their accounts.
No, not everybody.
A couple select people.
Yes.
Before we go into detail about that, I do have one question. I recently realized, and my Steam level, you can't de-level in Steam.
No, you can't drop levels.
And the only reason I ever leveled up my Steam was to increase my friends list slots. And I don't know how this happened, but I was over my friends list 50 friends. And I used to have additional friends list slots, because otherwise, how could I have added all of those people onto my friends list? Mm. Something must have happened that changed the maximum amount of friends based on your Steam level.
That's exactly probably what happened. They just reduced the amount.
That's very unfair.
Have you heard anything, Bobby?
I had to delete.
That doesn't make any sense.
I had to delete 50 people off of my friends list just so I can add one person when I had already spent money and time leveling up my Steam.
Let's be honest, though. We didn't need those 50 people. They're probably rude people.
Well, I don't have a maximum of like thousands
with being
of
able
friends.
To add
I only
300
have
people.
I only have 350 max.
300 is the minimum.
300 is how many you can add with a base account. For every level that you get, you can add 5 more. Now that maxes out at 2,000. So roughly around, I can't remember what it is exactly. I think it's 300. 350 is where you reach your maximum amount of friends. Leveling up your account anymore after that won't get you any more friends.
It was frustrating because I feel like they took away my friends.
But
Steam forced me to delete 50 of my friends.
Well, you didn't have to delete unless you wanted to add one, right?
And exactly. I need to add one friend.
What level are you right now? What's your Steam account?
I believe my Steam level is 20. Yes, 20.
20? So 20 times 5, 100. You should be able to add 400 people.
No, it's down to 350 now. If you, maybe if we check my Steam profile.
Maybe if you don't interact with a certain amount of people. That's the way it should go.
No, yeah. It's...
Well, you remember when... People often ask me, what's the point of even leveling up your account? And that is one good point. You can increase your friends list. Mm-hmm. You can get showcases on your profile so you can, like, make kind your profile look all fancy and everything.
Profile.
Yeah. But also, you appear higher in
your
other people's friends list. So remember way back in the day, MySpace, when it was all about the top eight or the top four? I don't know. I never really used MySpace.
I was in everybody's top eight. Yep.
Yeah, that was a status symbol if you were in the top eight. Yeah. So with Steam, you know, if you have a high level, then you appear like higher up there and people, it gets more, you get more visibility. And if you're trying to, you know, in YouTube, this is a big thing. In Twitch, it's a big thing. Steam doesn't really have the whole social networking thing down yet. Maybe they will someday. But if you're trying to build a presence, then that's a very important thing. Let's see. I'm going to try to find your profile, Chi, and we'll see where you're at. We're going to get to the bottom of this. But
are those symbols, by the way, Bobby, those for the different ranks, are they part of Steam, or do you have an add-on for that?
So no, we're looking at...
The symbols change every single...
I have my Steam pulled up on my cell phone, and it says for friends, I have 342 out of 350.
But what rank are you? What level are you?
I'm Steam level 20. And it may seem like a lot of friends, but if you, and I have a 13-year-old badge on my account, so I've been on Steam for, you know, since the first year it was released, and so that's why my friends list is so large. I'm looking through all of my friends, and there are people that, you know, I mean, you know, if I lose 50, yeah, whatever, but if I didn't need to lose 50, why did I have to delete them?
Yeah.
So I'm very frustrated about that. I don't understand why. And is it going to happen again, you know, as time goes?
Yeah.
Maybe it's not 5 per level. Maybe I'm counting that wrong.
But how did I have 400 friends and not had been capped and I literally had to delete 50 friends?
If you thought that, you might be crazy.
We should get into the bottom of this.
Another episode, maybe.
But get back to it.
Yeah.
I was kidding, Chief.
I don't know if anybody else, if this had happened to anyone else.
I would have been frustrated, too, but I only have 4 friends on Steam, I think.
Yeah. Well, I know it's pretty frustrating when I have to delete some friends off of my list.
How big is your list, Bobby? 2,000?
Personal friends of mine that I cannot bear to part with.
They're all part of the Borg Collective that you are also a member of. All right.
What are we looking at? That looks like
steamladder.com is a website that I have pulled up here. And this lists the people with the highest Steam level, also the people with the most amount of games, or the people with the most hours played. You can sort by any of them.
What's your Steam level?
My Steam level is now 534, so I think I'm 44th. Let's see, I'm scrolling down.
Geez, we can't even
45.
Yeah, awesome. Wow, no way, you're top 100?
Top
50, technically.
Top 50.
Well, if you have a private account,
22 is the highest he got.
Well, yeah, that was back before
people got crazy.
Got involved.
Before people got...
No.
We have a little Steam celebrity in here. That's awesome.
The history of this in the recent year, because it's pretty interesting. But if you click on my profile here, you can see where I am in the country and also in the world. So... Total XP, I'm 45th in the world, 10th in the region, 8th in the country.
No friggin' way!
Yeah. I'm famous. So you spend a lot of money, you're famous too.
And that has converted to 0 additional listeners to our podcast.
It's gotten some visibility.
0 and 1.
You know what? That is so impressive. I did not know that.
Yeah. It's
obviously
kind of like
if
circle.
If she wasn't a listener, we would have gained her.
Yeah, we would have gained a listener.
That would have been right? 1.
Would have been 1.
I wouldn't have thought you were a real person. Like, well, if I were just looking at your profile, I
it's
like,
hard to believe that all this could be one
he
person.
He is a robot. We've already gone over this.
Kind of a big deal here.
That's so you're really friends with 2 and 3. Striker and Palm Desert, but you're not friends with Stack, I noticed.
No, and here's what's interesting. Not this sale, but the sale before this one. Somebody came along and said, I wonder if I just spend a lot of money and I've automated everything, if I can be the top rank in the world. And he did just that. I think he spent about 15 grand, and almost overnight, he became the highest ranked person on Steam and dethroned the longstanding Palm Desert, which
is
a guy from Japan.
Is that what I see?
It doesn't have a symbol, I don't think.
It's like a water drop.
It's white.
He's 1337 right now.
Yeah.
He leveled up a little bit more. He hit 1200 last time. This time he hit 1300 something.
So this is the guy that spent all the money, that stack guy?
Yeah. What's interesting, Palm Desert, who's been the top guy for the longest time, stopped leveling after he didn't level at all this time around. So it looks like he's done.
Yeah, he got to the top and realized, oh, the snow up here is the same as the snow at the bottom. Yeah. Why'd I climb this?
No. He got to the top. He had his full list of women to choose from. He selected his woman, and now he doesn't have to do it anymore.
Yeah. Actually, I could kind of see
guys.
That.
Yeah.
I mean,
I want to let everybody know this is a big reveal for this. I was going to save it for something now, but Bobby, I'm stack.
Okay.
I dropped the 15 grand. I chose Sam. We're walking down the mountain together.
Yep.
All right. Well, let me show you another reason why I level up so much, because you get emoticons and backgrounds with this as well. And I like to collect these. I have so many emoticons.
It looks like a Minesweep.
Yeah, you can't even see them. They're loading right now. They'll eventually load. What you're looking at is my...
When you say you, you mean the three of us.
Well, that's what I'm describing.
Yeah, visualize.
That's what I'm describing.
Paint us a picture, Bobby.
But when you type out a message to someone in the chat window in Steam, you can click on the emoticon thing and put little cute emoticons.
They're still loading, by the way.
When you collect a lot of these, I cannot even fit these on my 1440p monitor. We're on a 1080p screen right now, and they're starting to load up. But really what you're going to see is about 75% of my emoticons. If I click off it and click back on it, you can see a little bit more. I want to get a 4K monitor just so I can view all my emoticons and take a screenshot of it.
But
you can see, I have many ways of expressing my emotions here on
screen. This is kind of the equivalent of Twitch... what do you call those?
The Twitch emojis.
Badges
what do you call those?
When you subscribe to someone, you get the...
Yeah, emotes.
Emotes, yeah.
Yeah, so that's kind of... You earn these through the badges in other ways, right?
Bobby's E-peen doesn't fit on his 55-inch TV. It's so huge.
That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Some of these emoticons are very expensive, too. Like, there are people who collect these. The most expensive one might still be the weed icon. That's a very popular choice. A lot of people like that. Hearts go for quite a bit of money.
How much, when you're saying expensive?
Wait, you sell this stuff?
No, I don't. Well, I sell my
extras.
What's
a weed one cost?
Can you give them
now?
Give
probably
emojis
a couple
away?
Of bucks. When I sold mine, they're about $8, $9.
Bobby, can you give emojis away?
Oh, yeah. You can trade these to the Steam inventory.
Can we look at this and just pick one and you send it to us?
I might have some extras.
So graciously, New Year's.
You can convert your extras into gems, which you can then turn into card packs.
But let's go over this and why he brought this up. The more you have, the less you can use them, because it takes 17 minutes.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
This is what you do. Here's the one I always use. You put a colon, and I put thumbs up, colon. And then it's a little guy with a thumbs up.
I use that
one just because it's the only
one
I have.
Do the duck one.
Do I have
colon
a duck one?
Duck.
Oops. Oh, shit. Where'd it go?
Oh, see?
What'd you do?
Broke
it crashed.
Computer.
No, I think Steam seriously crashed.
You ducked up.
It did.
It crashed the Steam.
Can we move on? Because we're talking
and
to less than 1% of our audience.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I think people find that fascinating.
No, I don't think so.
I do.
I have so many emoticons on Steam, it crashed Steam. All right. Okay, so yeah.
Oh, and there has been games that can't load your friends list, and they don't work because of that, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, I have trouble running Rocket League. If I go online, I'm usually offline on Steam, or I'm hidden on Steam. If I go online, then it tries to load my friends list in Rocket League, and it slows it down tremendously, and I don't know why the hell it does that. It's
so
really annoying.
Just to sum everything up, guys, if you spend $15,000, you will be one or two on the list. You won't be able to text anybody on Steam.
I can't use the chat program in a browser or on my phone because
or play Rocket League or anything like it. So congratulations.
Well, Steam or Valve needs to optimize.
Now we know why Palm Desert is sliding down the scale.
Yep.
He wants to play Rocket League.
He's trying to de-level himself.
Yeah. All right. So that's enough about Steam. Let's talk about some games.
Yeah, let's.
Cool. Who wants to go?
Crickets. I don't have any games to talk about, but I will jump in with what I have.
Let me do mine before you do it, because it's not on the list.
All right.
I played some mobile games this week.
What? Wait a second. Chad, are you rubbing off on Emilio? Oh my god!
Every night.
So I play. I'm playing Star Wars.
While he's conscious or unconscious.
Either way.
Oh my goodness.
I bought Star Wars pinball for 10 cents, and
on the regular Google store, right?
A Google store, yeah, because they were having a like a winter sale or whatever.
Yeah, I did take advantage of that Amazon Underground we talked about last week. Got a couple games on there.
You want to talk about it?
I did not touch a single mobile game, guys. You'd be so proud of me.
Did you actually?
And I'm talking to the listeners here.
Play anything from the Underground?
Because
I'm still struggling
just to make sure that they worked. But yeah, they
because I still can't do Coder, Knights of the Old Republic, because it says I don't have space to download the update or whatever, and both my phone drive and my additional drive have space in there, and it still refuses to download it, so I don't know.
Have you looked at your Amazon Underground space?
Is there such a thing?
Yeah, so that would have been my guess, but I don't know.
Okay,
let's not turn this into tech support here.
Yeah, pinball.
Pinball, yeah. Star Wars pinball. I downloaded that and the Marvel one, but that's how they get you. They give you a 10-cent one.
Oh, yeah.
I was playing Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, you're probably playing Zen Pinball, are you?
No.
Yes.
Star Wars Pinball.
Within the Zen Pinball app.
I don't know. I've never seen Zen, but no, there's no other app. Okay. But you might be right.
They have that
know.
On PC where they have like a pinball game, but it's got several different skins that you put on it. One of them is a Star Wars one.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is Star Wars only, and there's probably like 16 different boards you can play. I didn't like the Empire Strikes Back one at all, but I was kind of feeling pinball-y, so then I downloaded the new ones, Force Awakens.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing that for 2 weeks straight, having a blast for 99 cents. Like,
not
really
bad.
Having fun. Like, shirking responsibilities.
Like Binding of Isaac and your dog.
Yeah.
And your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like those ones?
Yeah, those ones.
Okay. Cool.
Showering?
So, just having fun with pinball, which is in its own way kind of like... Pinball has this own this little romance around it.
I love pinball.
Yeah, pinball is just fun.
I like real pinball.
Oh, what I don't like about it, though, is...
Yeah, real pinball, for sure.
It still shows you the animations that would be on a regular pinball machine. The yellow and black. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? It's yellow and black, like animations.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh,
pixelated.
Yeah.
So this is... You're playing on the most advanced, like... A billion times more advanced on a pinball.
Oh, like an 8-bit screen. Like,
yeah, and not only that would be fine if it was big, but it's tiny, tiny. And you have to kind of squint and try to see what you're supposed to do. That's the only part I don't like.
Yeah, that digital font is not very legible.
Yeah.
But there is something very visceral about pinball. Like, I equate it to Rocket League, where you're just like, you're leaning into it because you want the ball to swing one way.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's really fun.
Cool. So now I can talk?
Yeah, I guess.
Because there's a bunch of games I'm seeing here, and nobody wants to talk, so this is weird.
I think that's all... No, Gears of War 4, that's both of us. We got some stuff to say about
that. I have something in there. I usually wait for last. Right.
Gears of War 4. Yeah, let's talk about it real quick, because that's something that Emilio and I have been playing. We've been going through the campaign, and the campaign got a little bit better, right?
Yeah, like, so last week, I was trying to like reserve judgment. And I'm glad I did, because it turned itself around. The more we played it, the better it got. It was almost like a snowball. It just kept going.
I don't know.
Going.
See, I think the campaign just kind of grew on us. Like, the story kind of developed, and we just went along with it. If you spend enough time with the game, you're going to start to like it. So, I don't know. I think the campaign was all right.
A bad game is a bad game.
But, no, I think what turned this game around was the Horde mode. When you, me, and Fastidious started playing, and we were having a ball with that. The only problem was there's three of us and two randos, and the two randos kept fucking up. Maybe it was three others.
There was 10, yeah.
Yeah, was there
10 people total?
No, there was 6.
Okay, whatever.
It was definitely
there
10.
Was some number, and I felt like we were not the big number. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, there were 2 or 3 other people, and they would either leave early or they would not respect our plan. Like, we had Fastidious being the engineer. Okay, you build the stuff, you repair.
He was doing a good job.
Yeah, and he was doing a great job. But then anyone can spend the money.
First time I've ever seen him do good at a job.
So when you put money into the bank, like, anyone can spend that. So we had to keep telling people, don't spend the money. We got a guy to do that. You know, he has perks and benefits that allow him to do a better job of it. So we were organizing on top of things, and we had some really good runs. The Horde mode is basically wave survival, right?
Yeah.
And I love wave survival.
But done really well.
Yeah, it was done all right. I mean, it wasn't astounding or anything. There wasn't really any progression other than the fortifications that we built, but it was a hell of a lot of fun when we got into the rhythm of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what game did the first horde mode?
Do Wave Survival games have like, not like that. Like
yeah, Killing Floor
game.
Too has
bosses. Godzilla bosses game. And that, you don't see that very often.
That's cool.
Yeah, they tear through your defenses that you built up. Yeah.
Like Left 4 Dead, when you hit an event, it swarms you with some zombies, and then the tank comes out, and then you have to get past that, and it kind of resets it.
See, the thing that makes Left 4 Dead not a wave survival game is that you are getting from point A to point B, so you have to actively push your way through there. Wave survival is actually moving in the opposite direction. This is what a lot of people struggle with. You have to have a fallback point, and maybe even one more on top of that, so you have to be able to move backwards as you're getting pushed in.
And it sounds like you're kind of base building, right? You're talking about fortifications and stuff. Mm-hmm. So you're almost base building.
That's the only progression in the.
And you know what's funny, Jed?
Are you limited on resources?
Yeah, it sounded like he said don't spend the money.
The ammo isn't too tight, but the money definitely is. Like you want to collect money.
How can people that aren't the engineers spend money? I know it happens. I forget what it is.
You can buy different guns, but I don't think there's really a point in doing that. You basically just give it all to the engineer and have them ramp up like the defenses and turret guns.
Die, you can be rezzed for a certain amount too.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I didn't die or rezzed. You were. It was
shut
late.
Up, man.
We were playing.
Hey, let's
really
not talk
late.
About this part.
No joke. The first wave is like four guys. And
there's eight of us.
Yeah, and there's six of us. There weren't that many people. But without a doubt, like, Amelia would be like, I'm down, and someone would have to go over and help him up. And, like, it got to a point where I started, like, joking around and poking fun at him, and then he said it again, and I thought he was just fucking around, like, you're down. Yeah, right. There's, like, four guys out there. And he's like, no, I'm seriously down.
Oh, my goodness. It's almost maybe that's why we weren't doing so well in Vermintide.
I was a scout. Yeah. You gotta take some risks.
True. Here's the thing, though. It's a cover-based shooter. It is the cover-based shooter. So one of these times, I went and followed Emilio, and just kind of like, what is this guy doing?
He he's not doing the cover. There's no cover involved.
You weren't getting behind cover. And like, if you are not behind cover, they just shred right through you.
Yeah, I learned exactly. Very quick.
So this game has classes, because I didn't know Gears of War.
Only in
Horde.
Oh, only in Horde. Yeah.
And they've got a progression system and a card thing and like a lot of stuff going on. Okay. So you level up your character.
As far as the campaign, I was like rolling my eyes throughout the entire thing. It's like, this is so fucking stupid. And then as soon as Marcus Fenix came in back in, so he is alive.
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah. Well, here's the question that I had.
He was funny.
And I don't know if it was ever answered. There's a lot of comedy in this game. Like, they're really playing it up. Was the other Gears of War games like that?
I have no
clue. There's definitely some like war hero comedic appeal.
Because I played Bulletstorm, which was like a parody of this game, and that was just nothing but comedy. And I thought, so it kind of felt weird to be playing Gears of War, and it was so comical.
It was very lighthearted.
You're not talking campy, though. You're talking just like they're playing off each other, and
there's just like
dialogue
and jokes.
Yeah.
And
like I imagine, like, you know, like moving with a squad, or like, you know, how cops kind of have their own language and military. Like, I feel like it's a lot of that.
Are they doing
a lot of those like goofy
camaraderie?
Yeah.
Are they doing Schwarzenegger style one-liners or Duke Nukem style?
What?
I remember when Gears of War first came out, Marcus had a line where if he picked up something, he'd always go nice, and it was like a huge thing the first year it came out. I believe.
I would say it's like Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino.
Okay.
That's who Marcus Fenix is now. It's like, he's just like, you go visit him, and then the aliens invade, and you're just blowing up this mansion that he lives in, like a shitty mansion that he only in one room worked. But stop fucking up my house! And he's like, stuff like that. But stuff like that,
just like
continuously throughout the
entire cantankerous old man on the porch.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
What was the game where...
You ever see Gran Torino?
You started out and you were in the house and the shrine. Was that the...
Cantankerous?
Not you Duke Nukem. Is that Duke Nukem?
Exactly.
The new newest Duke Nukem? What was the one where you start off and you're like... You get up from your big bed and you're sleeping with two girls?
That is the newest Duke Nukem.
Yeah. Is that the newest Duke Nukem?
Yeah, I think those were the Olsen twins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I do like the campaign. Again, the game looks great. And other than that weird installation issue I had running it the first time, like it's been doing pretty well. And I really like the Horde mode. So that alone, the Horde mode totally turned me around on Gears of War 4. Like I'm glad I got the game now.
Okay, that's
cool. $40 is steep these days for and the mechanics.
And 80 gigs. I mean, that's
80 gigs is the biggest downside, right?
That's a lot. That's
I deleted three games, like good games. Like I can't play Forza right now because of that. I can't play Battlefield 1 because of that. So that's saying something.
Yeah.
All cool. Right.
So enough Gears of War 4. Chad, what were you going to talk about?
Like I said,
I played some mobile games.
I didn't play any games this week. Longer than a week because we recorded so early last time. But I've been gone for Christmas break. But
how much holiday weight did you gain? Just random.
At least 10 pounds.
Same here. 11.5, guys.
Yeah.
If I don't come back to Twitch, it's because I'm waiting for my face to deflate.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Until I start recording again.
And that will be fixed in January for me. That's my non-gaming year's resolution. Anyways, we're talking gaming stuff. So for Christmas, my girl got me the SteelSeries Siberia 800, which is a 7.1. Sorry if you guys hear that.
Loud siren. They probably don't hear that.
Okay. It's a 7.1 wireless headset, but these things are badass.
Ooh.
You don't plug them in. They give you two removable batteries, and you have a little thing that you can mess around with, and it's got a charger right there, so you charge the other removable battery. So whenever you run out of batteries on this one, you just
so sick
hot swap.
I need
the other battery.
How long does that take?
How new are these headphones?
You never switched?
I've never switched yet.
How new are these headphones? And when I recently bought my wireless headset, why did I not know about
these? Are the Siberia 800s?
But it does take not a the USB 350s slot.
Yes, it takes a USB. So the USB, it comes with a little box where you can set up different options and stuff. You can have them connected to multiple devices and everything like that. So it's got multiple input jacks into this box. So you can have it do different things. You can have it connected to your TV and your PC and stuff like that.
Let me get this right. The refill has a charger station.
So the box has a little like display output and knobs and buttons. And then on the side of it, you plug the thing in and it charges. So it's like just a little black box.
But it also has other USBs?
Other input jacks that you can...
Out of that one?
Out of that one.
Wow.
Because this is the one, the receiver that you hook up.
Are you stressing your power source more when you do things like this?
Well, this also has its own power supply.
Oh.
So you don't have to...
That's a downside.
I had such a bad experience with the wired Siberia Steel Series that I would not consider Siberia for wireless. So
really?
It's very interesting. Well, it was strictly a cord issue.
Gotcha.
Comfort, not an issue. Quality, really not that bad of an issue. I did use it as a headset, so I did use it for... I had already moved on to standalone mic, so mic quality I can't say much for. But the reason why I did not like it as a wired headset is that the wired headset had a USB, and it would plug, and it had two USB connections. So one would go into the PC, then there, for some weird, odd, random reason, and it's probably because of the whole box thing, it had a second USB connector to connect to the headset. Hmm. And so whenever I would turn hard in my chair or accidentally walk up or get it caught underneath my thing, it would unplug my headset, completely reset all of my sound settings on my computer. And I had to, it happened every single time.
How was the sound
games.
Though?
It was okay. I mean, I wasn't absolutely blown away.
I'm not an audiophile, so don't take my word, but it sounded great. I ran some YouTube 7.1 checks and all to hear how it sounded in all of them and everything like
boop,
that.
Beep, boop, boop,
yeah, like the THX sound that comes in, you know, that one that rumbles and all. So to me, it sounds great, but like I said, I'm not an audiophile, but I don't know how much she paid for these because I imagine these are not cheap.
They're
headphones.
Not cheap.
They come with memory foam on the, all the things that are hitting your body. So it like kind of contours.
The
including the top ones.
Okay. That's
and then
good.
The the microphone actually pushes all the way into the thing. So if you're not using the mic, it's completely gone. It's not like above you.
It. Mm-hmm.
It's like fully inside the
thing.
And
that's a design they've had for a very long time. I had like the first ever SteelSeries headset. It was my first gaming headset. And they had the exact same thing with a microphone. It just slides right back up in there. It's on a bendable, like metallic coil thing, so you can adjust it to any position, which is very convenient.
Between $200 and $300, right? Am I right here?
No, $300 plus, most likely.
I don't know how much you pay for these.
We have to look it up because it's part of the podcast.
Okay, well, look it up while I talk about my other thing that I'm talking about. The other thing that I'm talking about is, lo and behold. So I told you last episode or the episode before, I got my graphics card switched out I got it refurbished or whatever. What do you call it, Bobby? When you get the manufacturer to get you a new one. Anyways,
you send it in for the warranty.
Yeah, I got a warranty replacement for it, and I go to play WoW and I black screen again. So I've changed everything that I can think of. And I think it's the power supply. Because if it's not the power supply, then I have to change the hard drive. And I don't want to change the hard drive. So it's got to be the power supply at this point. Right, Bobby?
Yeah. The only thing that we haven't replaced other than the power supply is the processor and the hard drive.
And I don't and think the RAM. Those.
And the RAM, yeah.
Okay.
You'd be getting different problems if it was the RAM.
So I was like, fuck it. I just got these headphones. I want to play fucking games. I'm going to go to Fry's and get me a new power supply. So I did some research. I got so I went to Tom's Hardware. They did a review of all the different gaming PSUs, and I got it. What Tom said was the best. The problem is that one of the ones that they listed as the best was a Corsair SF450. So it was only 450 watts. I get in there. I go to put it in there. It's using the SF form factor, which is a smaller form factor, and it doesn't fit on my computer. So if you're in this mood for getting a new power supply, check the form factors, because there actually is two viable form factors now. I didn't realize that had become the case. So I went and returned it. I just bought the... I wanted to buy the EVGA Super Hot 750, but it wasn't available at Fry's, so I ended up getting the Corsair RX 850i, I think, is what I got. So it was about $120.
When you signed up with the small form factor, I said, you're signing up for problems for no reason other than having a smaller case.
No, it uses a regular one. The problem is I bought a small...
Okay, it doesn't matter. That wouldn't have happened.
What do you mean?
You had a... Okay, are you having problems because you go in small form factor?
No.
I disagree.
Completely unrelated to the size of my case.
Okay.
Thank you. So, yeah. Anyways, I have not put it in yet because I just got it today because they were closed yesterday. So I haven't put it in yet. I haven't played it yet. I can't confirm whether or not.
Now, is it a modular PSU?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is modular. I did verify that all the different connectors were there, so I think I should be good. So we'll give it a go, see how it looks.
850 watts is a lot, too. It's more than you need, but...
It might be a 750 or it might be a 650.
But still, 750, I'd say anything above 600, I'd say you're good with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did some more research because I had been under the impression that I was going to need at least 750 because the last one I had was 650, and I've always been under the impression we're going to need more and more power. But apparently that's not the case. With the changes to the graphics card, you can get away with using 400, 450 for a lot of stuff.
Well, you got to look, when you're shopping for power supplies, you got to look at the efficiency rating. Because if you're using a 800-watt power supply, but it's only running at like a 70% efficiency, then that could be less than something with a lower wattage that's running at a higher efficiency.
Yeah, and there's also what they're called level 80s. What are they called? Something 80. Power 80.
They're usually certified like bronze.
Yeah,
gold.
But it's based on like the level 80. I forget. There's a certain certification that basically you need, you want to have for these things. Hmm. So
it's probably referring to the efficiency rating. Like
exactly.
80% is at least what you want to have there. And I think that's usually bronze rated. But
okay.
Don't go cheap on a power supply. Like it. pay the extra money, get something expensive because everything is running off of that. You don't want to fuck anything up if you're in the market for a power supply.
Gee, awesome. A little.
Yes, I did. So on my last stream, I decided to play my Secret Santa gift. So I played a little bit of Pillars of Eternity. I gave myself 2 hours. Because
so you got right through the character creation and that was it then, yeah. Right?
To be honest, this was the most in-depth character creation that wasn't specifically physical adjustments that I've ever experienced in any RPG.
Yeah.
The reason why I
took... How deep are your pockets?
Forever and a day, Pillars of Eternity for an RPG, a lot of people compare it to Baldur's Gate. Mm-hmm. This is a very in-depth, true role-playing type of single-player game, I believe.
Yeah.
And just because there's so much history and lore behind, I think, not just the characters, but the story is driven through a lot of storytelling. I barely scratched the surface of the game. I think I just got through my first quest. And I wanted to go into more in-depth into the character creation. And when I was playing this game, one of my viewers who has played the game, and I'm quoting him on this, he says, this game goes deep. So it's a RPG with a giant dick, and you have to take your time and work your way around it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Lick the shelf.
And with the character creation, that proved it alone for me.
Yeah.
When I go into character creation, I'm like, okay, this is going to be like Divinity. You just pick female, some physical attributes, and then my class, and then boom. With this one, you start with, you know, male, female, and then you pick your race, and then you pick your sub-race,
yep.
And then you pick your upbringing, and then you all, and then you...
Which god you follow,
and then you pick...
What day of the month you were born on.
Yeah, and then you, oh my gosh, I swear they were just about to ask me for my religion.
Right after this game, she swore not to play video games next year, and that's her new...
Yep.
And then on top of that, you...
She's getting stressed out right now just talking about it.
Yeah, just talking about it. And then I picked the wizard class, and I had to read all of the spells that I had available to me and pick only 5 out of the, what felt like 30. And I'm like, okay, how do I strategize? I did not do any preliminary research before I played this game, and I feel like I have to. I have to, like, stop myself right after the initial, like, tutorial, like, the intro to the game, where, like, you're on your first quest, shit happens, and you're in a whole new area, and you're about to start your adventure. I got through that part. And I feel like I have to stop everything.
Well, gee, and maybe if you listen to the DL Game podcast before YouTube. You joined, that's exactly what we said. Yeah. Like,
what?
This
really?
Is a really good game, but goddamn.
It's like I have
both
to invest.
Yeah.
And I'm not intimidated by that.
And Chad's a reader.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's nice about this is that, there's a lot of voiceover.
But I want to say that...
It's almost like a story time game. It's one of those games where I am unwinding for the night, but I don't want to like jump out of my seat and like start it up and play Pillars of the Eternity. Right. It's like one of those, okay, I have a couple extra hours at the end of the night. Let's relax with something like
this. Pillars.
Yeah.
But you need to be set up. Like the setting up is stressful, but the gameplay is not that stressful.
Really?
Well, it's turn-based, similar to Divinity.
I feel like
so
we were
you're
on the
take...
same team. Or
I
is
thought
it single
we,
player only.
I thought we were too, but I'm looking right here. It's a single player. So I
think we were playing at the same time and just comparing notes.
Oh, is that what we were doing?
Maybe
it was a while ago.
Well, I look forward. I really like it. The fact that the first 2 hours was just scratching the surface, literally.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to play more to kind of see if the learning curve isn't as intimidating as it may seem coming out of character creation.
I'd say no, but that's my guess.
And I played Divinity with a controller, so we'll see the difference between using a mouse.
That's possible. I can
mouse and keyboard.
That game with a controller.
It was actually very smooth and easygoing, so we'll see.
Hmm. Maybe they have really good controller support. I don't know. There's just so much you have to manage in that. But I find like when I play these games now, if I get overwhelmed with choice, I just start. I don't even research. I'm just like, all right, give me that, that, and that. Let's just see what happens. I don't know if I'm just getting impatient in my old age or if I'm just like. Like, I don't want to be stressed out by too many decisions or if I feel that they won't eventually matter. But
or I could just go play Heroes.
Most of it, even though there was a lot of lore behind it, most of it was just for additional stat points. So let's say I wanted to be an aristocrat. It would give me a bonus to intellect and a bonus to lore or something or another. I'm not accurate in that.
So you did a wizard, right?
Yes. So to answer Jiffy's question here, I initially built a wizard character. And what's funny is that you get to pick the portrait of your character and the voice, of course. And you could pick the most ridiculous... you could be an old man. And then there was this one that I saw, a portrait of some... I called it the Kratos as a shark. Like, that's... it was...
I'm trying to visualize
that. Can you imagine that? Kratos as a shark? That was one of the picture portraits, and I was almost tempted to have that as my character portrait. But it was just... It was so... one of the interesting races was that there were these terrestrial... You were godlike. You were godlike.
Yeah, yeah.
And you could be fire, nature, or death.
Yeah.
And initially I was going to be a death godlike creature, but her heads were too ugly. And the first death-like creature you see, it basically, I know I'm making a lot of sexual innuendos, but she had a vagina face.
The old vagina face.
Vagina face. And I was like, okay, yeah, this is my girl. And then I realized, yeah, no, I don't think I could. No.
That's kind of like
give me score.
No, seriously, if you just
give me score, just old look vagina up face death is the only godlike.
All you have to do is
so
look
far.
Up death godlike pillars of eternity, and you will see what I'm talking about.
Bobby, what's the chance that this episode's named vagina face?
Oh, I don't know about that.
If we bring it up, that negates it. I've learned.
I can't force it, Chad. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that Bobby won't put vagina at one of the episode names.
Right. Okay. Here, I'm showing them photo from my cell phone.
You have a weird looking idea of what a vajayjay looks like.
Oh, there's something wrong with that. You want to get that looked at.
Yeah.
Just Google images. Death godlike.
And also, Jiffy says, oh, shit, you could pick another portrait. I thought it picked mine for me. Looks dumb as hell. I want the human half moon godlike
cipher. 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 Okay. What else we got?
That
kind of makes me want to play it, by the way.
Yeah, me too.
Again.
He was talking about it.
I'm gonna make vagina face is what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
And her name shall be vagina face. What else we got?
The Binding of Isaac Antibirth. It is a weird thing to cover because it's not on Steam. You can't buy it. You have to go to its own website, download it, go into your a lot easier than downloading a mod outside of Steam. I'll give you exactly what you need to do.
Do the developers of the
support
game
it?
Like say this is cool, go ahead and do this?
I don't know that they've given them permission.
Okay.
But what I can say is had Antibirth come out as the full-fledged official, I would have been more than happy with it.
Okay. Cool.
It is exceptional. So it's what you have to do is go to antibirth.com or some bullshit, and then you can download it, and then you have to extract it into... Where do you have to extract it? I feel like
we don't need the details.
Yeah, you can go to Google and figure it out.
Or hit them up offline.
I watch a YouTube video. But you have to extract it somewhere, and then you can click on its own icon, and then...
In Steam?
Yes. No. On the desktop or wherever you put it. But you need to... Here's the important part. You have to go to Binding of Isaac and then right-click, go to Profiles, and deselect Afterbirth. So this replaces Afterbirth.
Okay, gotcha.
Has its own bad guys that are... Everything looks like it came from the original developers.
So it does have new art.
Has new art, has new characters, has... New items, has new... I mean, like I said, if this was a DLC from the official people... also, the other thing that it adds is if you're playing co-op, you don't have to play as a buddy anymore. You can play as a real baby. So you have a full character
to yourself. Wow, that's kind of a big deal.
And they each get their own power-ups, right?
Yeah. And here's the thing. There's only so many. As powerful as that seems, having two full babies, resources are limited. And you have to strategize as like, oh, this would be better for you. This would be better for me. But some things work for both. I'm having a great time with it. It's fantastic. Sam's pestering me to play it more. So it's
but you're really too busy well playing pinball.
But, today, the new one comes out. So I'm going to compare the
This two. Is Afterbirth Plus.
Afterbirth Plus comes out today, and that's from the original creators. And I just kind of lean towards that because I'm huge fans of the series, and
it's
I want to support them
more. Officially licensed. Yeah.
Fanboy.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Talk Awesome Knots. I want to know Awesome Knots stuff.
Awesome Knots is a game that I go back to every couple of years. I think I first played this back in 2013 when it came out. It's a 3v3 side-scrolling platforming MOBA, which sounds really weird. I bought this game and loaded it up thinking this was going to be like, I don't know, Guacamelee or like just a normal Mega Man platforming shooter. Totally surprised to find out that it was a 3v3 MOBA. And it's always really around this time of year that I get back into this. And I come back into it. There's new characters, new maps, new expansions, shit like that. And I had heard bad things about it. I had heard the matchmaking was messed up. I had heard that the new UI wasn't very good and that there were problems with it in general. But I played some of it, and it seems fine to me. I'm still having a blast with it. We all played a little bit of this probably about a year ago.
Yeah. I'm officially the worst person on the face of the earth at this game.
I also felt like I found the character for me, and then it clicked.
Mm-hmm. There's a good amount of characters, maybe 25 or something like that, which for a MOBA isn't a whole lot. But when you're 3v3, that's a good number. If you got three people together, it's good to go in there. A lot of people make the mistake of playing this game with a controller. You're still aiming and shooting very quickly, so you really want to play with a mouse and keyboard. But I don't know. I really enjoy this game. I like the different characters. I love coming back to it. Always down to play a little bit of it. Yes, Chad.
You bought the expansion or add-on for this on the winter sale, and that sounds pricey at $5 for this game. What did you actually get for it?
I almost want to shed a tear.
Three characters. I don't know what else is in there. I'll have to look, but I know for sure there are three characters, which is kind of weird. They have expansions that characters are tied into. Usually there's three characters, like an announcer pack or something, and a few costumes or something like that.
Okay, so it's all just cosmetic stuff.
Well, aside from the characters.
But the characters you can earn with their in-game currency if you play enough.
No in-game currency. The way this works is you have to level up your account. And as you level up your account, you get characters and you also get traits that you can unlock. Because this, like most MOBAs, has a store where you buy items. You can't buy all those items until you level up your account. So there is a bit of, not pay to win, but play to win.
Gotcha.
At stake here. But if you're being if matchmaking is working properly, then you're going against people who have access to about the same amount of stuff that you do.
So matchmaking is important.
I have a blast every time I play this game.
Yeah.
I did not have
fun. It's fun. I like it.
You suck.
Why?
Because I was not good at it.
Okay.
Like, because you can die. Chi, you can take damage and not do well. And if there's games that you can take damage and not do well.
This is the most casual of MOBAs, I think, that you can get. But still, it is very competitive at times because I was playing with... who was I playing with? I think it was Fastidious, Beirut, and someone... No, it was Fastidious and Beirut, I believe. And we were doing really well, and then someone else joined in. I can't remember who, and they were new to the game.
Was it Chad?
No, it wasn't Chad.
Was it me?
I think... I'm going to mess this up. I can't even remember who was in there. But someone came into the game who wasn't that knowledgeable about it, and they were really having a tough time, and we didn't start doing too well at that point. But
I'm pretty sure that was me. Well, the thing is...
Chad's scenario.
What's funny about this whole thing is Bobby knows exactly who that person is, but he's trying to be nice.
It was Fastidious. Okay, he cleared it up. Yeah, he was new to the game. He came in, and we weren't doing so hot there because he was learning the characters. And the thing is, it's like any other MOBA where you get into it and you're just like, what killed me? What just happened?
Yeah,
like,
that was
you
my
no
thing.
Idea what's going on. Like, you just have to play it a lot and you realize, oh, this person does this. And, you know, every time they do that, I have to do this.
The thing I was struggling with was it goes against a lot of the MOBA things when it, like, I'm supposed to feel safe behind the tower early on in the game, and people were just diving me and killing me and stuff.
There's abilities that you can shoot past.
Yeah, and then I was like, oh, then I'm not. Then obviously I can go, and so then I tried on the other side, and the thing like one shot me. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm not safe on my side, but I can't attack their side. Chad, what the fuck's?
Do you feel like a paper tiger every time you are on defense, and you feel like you don't have any guns when you go on offense? Is this true statement? No matter what game you play.
No.
You don't feel underpowered when you attack, and you don't feel overly, like you could be taken advantage of on defense.
And it
you don't complain about this on every single game.
I just like to complain when I'm gaming.
It gets me
in the mood.
You need to focus on your smoochy. Carry me, I'm a princess factor.
I'll work on that.
How's this work?
Basically, you can't tell how bad you are at the game because the people that are surrounding you are so good that you feel like
that's what I was trying to do with making friends with all you guys, but that's not paying off.
When you have three people versus three people, then you only have, like, it's hard to carry one person. Two people carrying one person is a lot harder than four people carrying one person,
yeah,
which is a little bit harder than five people carrying one person.
Anytime recently I tried playing with Chad,
you can't hide in 3v3.
And anytime I tried recently too to play with Chad, his computer has broken down on him.
Yeah.
So.
Well, hopefully this PSU fixes it, and I'll play and I'll smoke everybody, and then the world will be right again.
We'll see. He games more. Chad,
I'm just saying. Yeah. I've known this guy for
we'll find out.
16 years, and every game we play, he says, "I feel like I do no damage, and I feel like I have zero armor."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, but like. I'm not, when we played Smite together and stuff, like, it was fun, and, you know, if you're good, you're good, and if you're bad, you're bad, but I didn't feel disadvantaged. I knew the rules.
You'd say the whole...
I knew the rules, and then I felt like I played this game after playing MOBAs.
We played a lot of Smite, though, so you just gotta play
it. And to that effect, I'm the opposite. I always feel like I'm doing better than I actually am. I've killed, like, 18 guys, and I look at my score, I haven't killed two.
You're good at video games, Milan. Yeah.
Did you just hear him just shitting the bed? What game were we just talking about? Gears of War.
I was drunk.
Oh, except that one.
I was doing really well until...
I'm dead again, Bobby.
Yeah, drunk.
One more thing I want to say about Awesome Knots, just to cap it off. What I really love about this game is just the style, not so much visually, but the music and the audio in this. First of all, the theme song sounds like a Saturday morning cartoon, like straight up G.I. Joe. Like, it's really energetic. It's really out there. And each character has their own music and, like, personality and song. So when you're going through the character select screen, like, there's a French frog named Leon, and he has, like, this smooth, like, loungy kind of French song going. Then there's he's an iguana or a lizard of some sort.
The lounge lizard.
He's the lounge lizard. But the frog is like this hip-hop guy, and he's got this little hip-hop song going when you select
Lucia
him.
Lucia Frog.
And then the guy I like to play, well, there's two guys, but the one I recently have grown fond of is the Australian, like, I don't know, I think Fastidious said he looked like a parakeet, but I don't know, I think he looks like an eagle, but he's got like this Australian song. I don't know, it's just like every character feels unique, like in their own personality, and I really like that. It makes them stand out.
Do you think that makes them have less characters to choose from because
there's so much
yeah, well, that, and because it's 3v3, you can have less characters and still have more diversity in the games.
Gotcha.
So I think that helps them too. But I don't know. Still a great game. You can get it on sale for like $2. It's on G2A for like $1 or $2. Like, it's totally worth it, even if you just get the base game.
Ah, I love this. Bobby, keep talking.
Yeah, what else you got? Turok?
What does it got?
Oh, Turok, Dinosaur Hunter. All right. I mean, I kind of already talked about it, or did I?
No, you said you bought it.
That you bought it, how you bought it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this is my first time playing Turok. I never played it back in the day, and... it feels like those old games that I loved back in the 90s, like Jedi Knight and GoldenEye, and like those really fast-paced, strafing shooters.
Or recently, Ziggurat.
Yeah, Ziggurat is like a good example of a new game you know, there's those new games that adopt the mechanics of the fast-paced 90s shooters, but they have their own spin on it. Like Ziggurat is a roguelike. What's the one? Devil Daggers. It's kind of this
the
weird
one-hit
challenge
kills.
Game. Yeah. Like, it's got those same mechanics that we all know and love, but then it, like, has a bit of a twist on it. But Turok, it runs amazing for on a new computer, which is impressive. Yes.
Somebody beat Devil Daggers. Beat is getting over like 500 seconds or something, but there's no ending or anything.
Yeah, you can just keep going and going and going. Yeah.
But 500 is beating it for some reason. Oh, yeah. Because
you get the achievement.
You get the achievement. Yeah.
And you can look at anybody's replay on that. So you could see the best person in the world on that and watch their replay.
Anytime, any place.
Wow,
as long
intense.
As you play by the game.
Yeah. Were you around for Devil Daggers?
I wasn't around then, no.
Oh, you should give it a go.
Right before or right when.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it kind of like the week before. Ninja game?
Yeah, I have an extra copy.
No, it's a first-person shooter.
Oh.
Devil, and it's one-hit kill. If you get touched, you die, and you just try to last as long as you can. But it's just the same level over and over again. Mm-hmm. So you just try to perfect your run, but again and again. And they were having a lot of fun. I never owned it.
I died and took damage. So
I know I beat out. You. Remember, we competed against each other, and I beat your score.
Oh yeah, sure.
Whoa.
Yeah,
it erased my score when I restarted. I noticed I had to reinstall the game because I got that new hard drive. Totally erased my score. But anyway, one thing I want to ask about Turok is, does anyone know what the lore is on that?
Yeah, what the fuck is going on?
There are dinosaurs teleporting in. There's these Grim Fandango-looking dudes, like shooting me with shotguns. There's these, like, safari guys there. Like,
and you're an Aztec dude with an AK.
I'm like a Native American with, like, a full arsenal. So I'm very confused as to what is happening.
And there's no intro, FMV, or anything?
N64, dude. All you had to say was portal. Portals appeared and this ran in.
I was so young, I couldn't discern Turok from Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
So when I saw Turok, I'm pretty sure I played it when I was younger too. I would just
Goldblum in it. Turok.
It blends all the same.
Jeff Goldblum.
you wish
hey, Cortana.
You did.
Oh, she's listening.
Oh, she's listening.
Oh, never mind, Cortana. Go away.
Oh, God, we're going to fuck this all up.
All right, she's talking to me. Stop it, Cortana. All right. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on with Turok. I'm going to have to Wikipedia that and get back to you guys and let you know what his deal is. But it is a really enjoyable game. Like, it holds up. I'm on level 3. It does that thing in old games where they're, like, unnecessarily difficult at points. Like, I'm missing one little switch to open up a gate, and I cannot find it. So I've ran through the level 2 or 3 times, just every crevasse of this level I've inspected, trying to find one little switch.
What I didn't articulate correctly before is that you didn't have much to work with before. So I feel like just making things really hard to find just added gameplay back in the day. As long as the bad guys respond.
Because you knew the guy had to be running around for 10 minutes trying to find it.
As opposed to these days, you add a clever little puzzle.
Or add a new difficulty and make them play the whole game over
again.
Yeah.
I bet you someone speed ran this game, though. I was playing it, and it's a very quick-paced game, and I'm just like, I bet someone's beaten this in like 15 minutes or something. It's got to be on YouTube.
The graphics didn't really hold up, though. It was...
No, they're pretty
rough. Almost laughed when I walked in.
Yeah, they're pretty goofy. But I mean, mid-90s, that's what you expect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
I honestly thought he was playing like... almost like the first Duke Nukem.
Yeah.
It was more colorful, of course, than the dinosaur show.
God, I love it so much.
It was right when games started to become actual 3D.
Yeah.
You know, when they weren't that weird, like, Doom 2D sprite-based stuff.
I love this. Bobby, what else you got? This is so fun.
Which one are you referring to?
It doesn't matter.
You can tell I haven't been working the last 2 weeks.
Yeah. And everybody else has been having fun on vacation.
Yep.
Yeah, I finally got some time to play some video games. Yeah, tune in next week when I got nothing. I have also, Rubber Nuts gave us all a game, Death by Game Show.
Oh, did he? I haven't even.
Oh, yeah, that was the game I got, but I.
Damn, I wanted to buy him some
in
response.
Well, you're all terrible friends. Don't even get a gift.
We got a couple gifts. I got a couple gifts from a couple different guys, so thank you very much. I appreciate it from all you listeners.
Not expected, but very much appreciated.
What's that? Yeah, we really appreciate it. Chad? You get all the gifts.
I don't know if you know this, but I am the favorite. And so I do get all the gifts.
Funny.
But yeah.
Can we play? I remember Rubber Nuts giving me this game, and he was talking about it. He's like, I'm going to give you this game, Smoochie, because it's shit. I bought it. I didn't like it. I think you
That's Australian.
He's so drunk. You can't.
You didn't even say shite right.
Shite. I'm sorry. I think I tried to. I could do a really good.
You were so
British
much closer
accent.
To Sean Connery than you were any Australian ever.
I don't know where I'm going with the accent. I wasn't trying to be Australian. I was just trying to sound sloppy.
That's awesome.
Let me cut in real quick. If anybody wants to see something funny, look up Sean Connery, Barbara Walters interview. He talks about slapping women when they deserve it. It's pretty funny in real life.
Okay. Anyways, stop drinking. Yeah.
Does he do it like straight face, like he's serious about
she
it?
She was trying to call him out on it. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, what about this time when you said it's okay to hit women? He's like, sometimes you've got to do it.
Okay, that is pretty
funny. Oh, my gosh.
He's like, sometimes they go, and you cannot get them out of what they're trying to say, and you have to pop them.
Okay, you sound like Gandhi over there. Yeah. And nobody here is allowed to do any more accents.
My name is Sean Connery.
I wasn't even purposely trying to do an accent, but let me listen to an Aussie accent, and I could probably pick it.
Next week, I want you coming with an Aussie accent.
All right, I will practice.
All right, okay. Can we talk about Death by Game Show?
Yeah, Death
Go
by Game Show.
Go pee, Amelia, because that's what you're doing anyways.
I want more beer, but there's no more beer.
The first thing I noticed about this game is the art style. It reminded me of Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, yeah, it does.
That dirty kind of, it's for kids, but also kind of for adults, kind of that grimy art style.
Yeah.
And it's I guess it's a platformer strategy game. You're on a globe, a spherical thing, and there are enemies coming at you from either side, and you send out robots to go kill them in either direction. Okay. So you can only send out so many. You have like a bar that recharges that helps or that determines how much you can send out. So you have to be a little strategic when you're sending robots out to fight these. The whole premise of the game is that you're like a human in a robot world on a game show, kind of like Running Man, where it's like they're trying to kill you. But it's actually a fun little game. I've been playing it. It's been my between rounds of HOTS game, and it works out perfectly for that because each round will take you like a couple minutes if you do it right. But you fail, you learn something from that failure, you come back and you adjust for it, and then you can can beat the level. You can build up
fortifications. It's almost like a defense turret. Defense turret game on
the other side of it, right?
Yeah, it's kind of tower defense. It's like tower defense that goes both ways almost.
Yeah, yeah, tower offense.
Tower defense.
Offense and defense.
On a sphere.
Yeah. And you're dragging around. If you can see in that video there, there's a little locker behind you, and that's what spits out your units. And if you spam them out too quick, it gets tired and falls on the ground, and then you move slow and you drag it. And the whole thing's, you know, played up for laughs. It's very comical. I mean, it's not a bad game. It's very cheap. I think it's still on sale for like $2 right now. And at that price, it's totally worth it.
Do you win by taking over the whole planet or whatever?
Each round has a different win condition. Usually it's earn this amount of money and escape in this amount of time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Can you
get an Aussie
escape.
Cheer for... Thank you.
What's an Aussie cheer?
Aussie.
Okay.
All right, everybody.
Okay.
Aussie.
Oi, oi, oi.
Okay.
God damn.
I'm not cultured enough.
Worst people.
We're the human. You're the only one drunk right now.
I'm trying to globalize this podcast. And
you guys should have bought some Foster's.
Yeah.
Do they still have that?
No, they don't even sell it. They don't sell it there.
It's like Taco Bell being American food.
Yeah, see, that's what I was always wondering.
They tried to sell it in Mexico, and it had to be labeled as American food.
Yeah, what?
Taco Bell?
Yeah, because it's not Mexican food.
They should label it as dog food, because that's what it is.
Come on. If you're wasted one night, Taco Bell is fantastic.
I actually appreciate Taco Bell, only for those Doritos Locos Tacos.
Ruse?
Yeah.
Ruse? Anyone?
Ruse, I've heard of it, yes.
Bobby,
I haven't played it. I know that.
Yeah.
Basically, you're a god though.
Because
of
the global,
game.
You walk around. And the other one is Rampage.
Rampage. Okay.
When you're the monster and you go.
Oh, Rampage.
It's King Kong platformer.
So that one, a little different than this, but that's a great game. Rampage, where you climb the buildings, you can like eat the people in there, and you're fighting with the other guys. Yeah, classic. Right. I'm surprised they haven't redone it.
Cool,
Bobby. What else you got?
Bobby, what else?
Damn, I love this.
This is so the old... It's our first episode of the year, and he's already done
We're
for the year.
A new leaf.
Yeah. No. I'm saying he's used all his juice.
Speaking of rubber nuts, he was bringing this up. He's like, you just wait. My man, Bobby, he's coming out. He's going to come out. I don't know this accent. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this one's for you.
I know this horrible rubber nuts accent. But he was basically saying, Bobby's got so much material. He's going to be the MVP. He's going to outshine everybody else 2017.
Maybe this was his.
She's a straight accent. It's just finding her own voice.
I will improve
her own
it.
Voice
I will
anyway.
It. I know.
So these Australians came up to me, and they were like really like Australian.
I am from Australia.
I tried to do an Aussie accent. I went straight British. So.
We haven't seen him around for a while. I wonder where he is.
All right, Bobby.
Sidious is worried about him.
Dead by Daylight.
Dead by Daylight. I've only played a little bit of this still. It is a hard game because it's like Counter-Strike where you go into it, you're not very good because you're new, and then you die, and then you just have to sit there and wait for the round to play out. So you have very little opportunity to learn. I've been watching more Twitch streams of it, and they play the game completely different. Like, they see the guy... So, for everyone who doesn't know, Dead by Daylight is you have four survivors, one killer, and the killer's trying to wipe out the survivors before they can escape.
Are you scared?
It is scary because whenever the killer gets close, you can't necessarily see him, but there's a heartbeat. It's like boom, 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 and it gets louder and faster when the guy gets closer to you. So, intuitively, I just freak out whenever that happens. But when I watch people play on streams, like, they're just fucking dodging this dude like nothing. They're just hiding behind this little barrel. Apparently the killer must have really bad vision because they just hide behind a little barrel. They're not worried. The dude comes over here, they cut a corner and they're gone. They're just like, whatever. And
what are we gonna say? Does it benefit you not to move?
He can outrun you. I've found that out many times. So don't try to outrun him.
So you maybe can try to hide next time.
Yeah, and I've been doing that and it's working better, working a lot better. You can hide behind things in the grass, and it's very difficult for him to see you, I think. I don't know what his vision's like. I'm trying to figure that
out.
This
is a dumb question. Why don't you just leave the camp?
You can't. You have to... Is that a phone?
I think that's yours.
My phone? Hope that's not important. Whatever. But I don't think you can do anything but turn on the generators, and that's the only way to escape. And that's the difference between this and Friday the 13th. I think there's a few win conditions in that. But the
so theoretically, if there's only one generator left, you can just sit there waiting for people to come up.
See, that's what I don't understand. I've never made it that far in the game, so I don't know what happens.
You know why? Because you can't play this between Heroes of the Storm. Because it's an online battle. That's exactly why he hasn't played more of it.
But you know what I found out, though? There is a progression system in this. The more you play, you level up your character, and you can buy upgrades that make you have different things. Like the one that was really good was you have to repair these generators, and a quick time event happens as you're repairing them, which is really fucking hard to hit. And there's a few upgrades that let you hit that a little easier. There's things that help you heal yourself. Like, it's, I don't know, I find the game very difficult and frustrating, but I almost feel like it'd be easier being the killer, because all you got to do is walk around and, you know, swing on people, and that's it.
I'm kind of curious to play this.
What else you got, Bobby?
I think that's it.
That was a joke.
Wow. Good job, Bobby. All right. That was a good 2017. Yep. We shall see you next year.
Let's see what the hell's going on my phone.
Okay. Well, let's talk news. The only thing that... there's not a whole lot of news going on. The only thing that I kind of want to bring up is they found out on...
Let me cut you off real quick. If anybody has any fan questions from the general chat, throw them up now, and then we'll address them.
Yeah.
We're running short.
Windows
10.
Windows 10 is, according to the Steam survey, Windows 10 is being used over half the games surveyed on the Steam survey. Do you guys find that surprising? And for you non-Windows 10 people, are you guys interested in picking up Windows 10 at this
what
point?
Was the percentage?
There was
over half.
Windows 10 is a free update, isn't it?
Yeah.
For all Windows users. And I feel like with that perpetual...
Well, it was for a year. I think you have to buy it.
Oh,
now.
Well, I feel like it almost... It popped up and it would like harass you almost to upgrade. Feel like...
Oh, yeah.
When I built my new computer, I'm pretty sure I installed Windows...
Well, a lot of people were like holding off on Windows 10 because they didn't think it was to the right place as of yet. But it sounds like people are now a little more accepting on the Windows 10 now. Are we all on Windows 10? I know I am.
Yeah.
But I think what I did was I installed and downloaded Windows shell where it impersonates an older version of Windows, even though it's the newer Windows. Yeah, so that way I can navigate it much easier because my computer doesn't look anything like a Windows 10 interface. It looks more like a...
But you are on the Windows 10.
I'm at least Windows 8, and I can verify this next podcast which Windows I'm on.
Cool.
I just remember it used to harass me to upgrade.
50% Windows 10 64-bit. Next up is Windows 7 64-bit with 28.6%, followed closely by Windows 8.1 at 8.5%. So that tails off pretty quickly. It's mainly Windows 10 and Windows 7.
There's one dude on the planet running Windows Vista 64.
Yeah. Wow. Stadius, I knew all of that. We all knew all of that. What's your point? Pharaoh Steve, we covered that last week, but what do you mean by Marvel vs. Capcom? Is that coming to PC? Is that new information?
Why don't we explain for people who are not here right now? We have some people asking in chat. We got some listener questions on the spot asking most anticipated game of 2017.
We covered that last week, right?
Yeah, I mentioned last year.
I got to say it again.
Andromeda. Red Dead Redemption.
Fuck himself.
You're an asshole. Red Dead Redemption, Andromeda, and what was the other one?
I got aggressive because I don't remember what I said last week. So I was trying
Divinity 2?
Divinity, yeah. Andromeda, and Red Dead Redemption. My most anticipated game is Andromeda.
There's no way this is going to happen. If it's four players, Divinity.
I'm leaving you guys in the dust. There's no way I'm waiting on you. Yeah, I'm playing that.
This is what I have to deal with constantly.
Yeah.
Overwatch. She's like,
Vermintide.
Oh, my friends are here to fucking level me up. I got to go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, fine.
But yes, that's a good question. The other guys didn't have anything last week and do not have anything again this week, or they're going to jump on my back as far as the three games that I mentioned. Right? You guys are all either Andromeda, Divinity, or Red Dead Redemption.
I'm excited.
No, you mentioned another one.
There was one other one, and I can't remember what it was.
God damn it.
There was a storm, too.
Listen last week, I guess. Yeah.
Here is the Tempest.
Okay, so no other questions. So I think we're good.
Yeah, I think that's about it. What's next week looking
plus
like?
Plus, Emilio is too drunk to
I'm
be...
fucking wasted.
Too drunk.
White girl wasted right now.
Too drunk to be trusted anymore.
For next week, I'm going to do my homework tonight. I'm going to make a list of 12 games that I want to complete for this year.
She doesn't know.
She doesn't know yet.
Okay. I had gained 11 and a half pounds over this past holiday, and I told myself I was going to swear off video games for 2 weeks until I dropped some motherfucking weight.
I gained 11 and a half pounds after losing 11 and a half games.
I wasn't kidding when I said I wasn't going to show up on Twitch until my face deflates because yeah. I actually don't have a thyroid, guys, and it makes me super susceptible to gaining weight. And so, but beyond that, I'll still be gaming this month so I can make up that 12 game long list for the year. Old games, new games, unreleased, all the like.
You gotta
I'm going to aim for different genres, different.
You got to do the thing where there's one, that one Twitch channel that does exercises in between rounds of
League
of Legends.
When I am gaming, I'm sitting on my ass and enjoying myself for long extended hours.
You gotta sacrifice to do these sort of things.
I'm a real gamer. I can't do that. I can't mix.
Okay, fair enough.
I can't mix anything like other than fat, lazy, couch potato mode.
Okay.
When it comes to gaming, yeah.
Anything else before we sign this off? Do we trust Amelia to finish this episode out, or should we have somebody else
finish it off with a bang?
Okay. Bobby, are you good?
Yep, I'm done.
You got anything?
That was more than just this episode.
I was going to say, Sam's already on the bed. So.
Let's start this year right. Give me something epic to set the mood for this year, Chi. Putting you on the spot.
Is now Trump our president? Is this official, or when does he start?
When that happens.
February. Okay. So we got another month to game before... Maybe the world dies or nothing happens.
Chi, hit us.
All right, 2017, where Chi learns how to speak with an Australian accent.
All right, finish this off. Do this.
Speaking for Bobby, Chad, Chi, and myself.
He has to think about it.
It's a brand new year. Everybody should get brand new tits. The fake tits. Happy titties, everyone.